Welcome back, everybody, to another exciting episode of Casts of the Past, where best friends get together to talk about old games in a new light. My name's Josh.
And I'm Tom.
And today we're going to be talking about a game that is unlike anything we've ever talked about on Casts of the Past. We're going to be talking about a PC game. Not only just a PC game, but the king of the mountain of all PC games.
Yeah, I would say that this PC game has been played by more people than The Sims, than your Age of Empires. Like this is like the Nintendo Wii of PC games. Josh, tell them what it is.
This game is TurboTax 2009, the Game of the Year edition.
Hell yeah, all the DLC packed in. And you know, we figured just because, like, it's April, this is around the time where everyone's buying up this game and playing it like crazy, everyone's talking about it, you know, it's trending, so we wanted to go back. I think, Josh, this is arguably the best installment of the TurboTax franchise.
First off, let me ask you a quick question. What version of the game did you get when you were playing this? I mean, we're talking about the Game of the Year edition, but there's so many different versions of this game out there. That's like playing Fortnite and, you know, getting the free version of it. Nobody ever gets the free version of Fortnite. Yeah. They always buy the Save the World edition of Fortnite.
All right. So hear me out. Don't laugh at me. But I think I was still playing my parents' used copy of TurboTax when I got in. When I got this copy. You know, like, they played it first, and then I was allowed to use it. So that, you know, no judgments. I had a used one. Did you get it day one?
Yeah, so I got it day one. I wanted to get my stuff done as soon as possible. I wanted to go in there. I wanted to farm out as much as I could. I wanted to make sure that I maximized all of my deductions when I was inside that game. So,
man, if you go max deductions, I've heard that there's like people who compete at Evo with max deductions on TurboTax.
And yeah,
watching those streams, it's just incredible.
So what I went with the deluxe edition. So when that came out, I didn't go free. I went deluxe. I went with deluxe because $40 for filing federal, $40 for filing state. I mean, come on, $80, I'm in, out, already, you know, ahead, leagues ahead of everybody else.
You're comfortable, clearly, with buying the season pass for TurboTax because you're just confident in the franchise. But me, I gotta take it one step at a time. And we'll get into it. I'm sure there's a lot to talk about. I'm sure our listeners, there's probably a range of opinions about which features are actually worth investing in with this title. But, Josh, I don't think we should go any further before we get into the nitty-gritty.
Oh, nitty-gritty. Hit me with that nitty-gritty, Tom. Because I went and I did some research as well on TurboTax.
Yes. So, TurboTax 2009 was released on November 14th, 2009 on Windows Vista. I mean, the best operating system of all time, am I right? XP, trash. Windows 7, I doubt that's going to go anywhere. Mac... Are games ever good on Mac? I don't really think about it.
Talk to me when we get to Windows 8, okay?
I'm sure that's going to be a masterpiece. And then it was developed and published by Intuit. No outside help here. Intuit handled it top to bottom. They are in the TurboTax game only. That's their bread and butter.
Okay.
And hey, if you want to see more Intuit representation, let us know in the comments. Maybe we'll cover more Intuit titles going forward. But for right now, it's just TurboTax.
Yeah, so, Tom, what do you know about income tax?
I don't know. It's not a kind of genre I was ever in at a young age. You know, like, you know me, I grew up on platformers. I grew up on certain kinds of shooters, your rail shooters, your first-person shooters. I'm not going to say that, like, income tax is on the same level as JRPGs for me, where I have, you know my history of JRPGs. I have a rough time getting into them.
Yeah.
Income taxes, they're kind of like one and done. I pick them up, I complete them, and I usually just don't come back to them. It's just like, yeah, I did it. Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
What about you?
I've been into the income tax genre since probably 2004, 2005. But I was trying to figure out when we were doing this episode, like, what company or what person created the genre of income tax? And guess who did that? Abraham freaking Lincoln himself.
Really?
He gave us income tax.
I always thought it was Hamilton. That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's a little fun fact that I brought to the table. I mean, this is probably the longest reigning genre in all of gaming.
But what is your personal history with the TurboTax franchise? You mentioned 2004, 2005. What got you into it? Did someone recommend it?
Yeah. So when I was at, I had a job. It was at a steakhouse, and I was actually a cook there. So mm-hmm. when I was there, a lot of the other cooks were telling me, like, hey, man, like, February's coming up. Are you ready for this? And I'm like, what's coming out? They're like, TurboTax, dude. Like, you need to get on this TurboTax train. I'm like, oh, is this like a new Call of Duty game or something like that? Like, I don't understand what's coming out. And he's like, no, man, like, you don't understand. Everyone's playing it. Everyone here is playing it. Everyone at our rival place is playing it too. Like, you got to get into our squad. And I'm like, ooh.
Oh, okay. So use the word squad. Can I ask, are you telling me that they did TurboTax LAN parties, your coworkers?
I mean, we all got together and was playing TurboTax together. Yeah. We all got into this place. There was a person sitting at another computer, too, to help us out and ask us, like, questions about it. Like, it was my first time. I understood. Like, I was a little weary. I was like, I didn't know what I was walking into. So it was kind of like a tutorial. That's why there was a person sitting there.
All right, Josh. I'm shocked, first of all, that you never told me this before. Because you, the king of single player, Mr. I don't like playing games with people, you went to TurboTax LAN parties and you used a player's guide at the same time.
That's
really out of character.
Times
really
have changed. People have changed. You know, I was that way, right? Mm-hmm. Now, for the past couple of years, I've been doing it by myself until I got married and me and Becca started doing it together. So, of course, we got to understand. But the 2009 version, I did do that one by myself. I played this one. I completed this one 100%. By myself.
I mean, it's a memorable one to do. Yeah. So I probably got around it at the same time. It's weird that, like, everybody from our, like, age range kind of got into this franchise at the same time. We all started talking about it around the same time. But, yeah, I was single player only, you know, and it kind of took over my household. Everybody, every spring, they were like, are you getting the new TurboTax? And it's like, yeah, I'm going to pick it up. I have it pre-ordered, you know. And I guess it just took a while for this to hook me, because for the first couple of years, I was just like, yeah, I completed it. I'm done. Like, I'm moving on to something else. So I can't say I've always been in love with it. I'm not even in love with it right now. You know, now that I own a house, I find interacting with TurboTax to be a different experience than when I was just, you know, less of an adult.
This year that just happened, I not only had to get the house DLC, right? But, you know, in the next year coming up, I'm going to have to get other DLCs that are coming out. Not only am I going to have to get the house DLC for 2022, but I'm also going to have to get, like, the small business one too, because of what we've been producing and contributing to twitch.tv/cast in the past. So yeah. It's another thing. I mean, like, the DLC for this game sometimes kills you, right? When I had to do a down payment on my house, they were like, hey, you know what? The DLC for this, the house edition, is going to be like $3,000, and I was like, whoa.
And people crap on EA for Sims DLC. Intuit, they're the original people to rip you off with DLC.
It's loot box, right? I don't even know how much I'm getting back at the end of the day.
Yeah, actually, you know, that's actually really true. I never thought about it like that, but it is. They pioneered what's the phrase nowadays? The
surprise gaming. Yeah, surprise transactions or
surprise transactions.
Surprise something. Yeah.
I want to provide some context maybe for newer listeners who aren't as into this franchise as we are, because I found out some interesting things while I was researching this. You ready for some little history lesson, Josh? Mr. Tom here to take you.
Come on.
Take you through time.
Gonna take me for a ride.
Mm-mm. So, this was originally created by Michael Chipman. He was the original developer of TurboTax until he sold the franchise to Intuit in 1993. And Intuit was really interested in buying it then because, you know, they were facing all this competition from Sega with the Genesis and Nintendo with the SNES. You know, they didn't have a franchise of their own to keep up. And I don't blame them. I would have bought a franchise like this if I was facing Mario and Sonic. You know, like, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Who else better to go up against Mario and Sonic than the Taxman himself?
That's what they call the TurboTax mascot. Yes, the Tax Man. As we all know, there's a base game. Every year, it's just a base game that offers free tax filing, and that's its core feature. It's a lot of grinding, but you get through it. And then, as we've been saying a lot, you know, you get federal and state filing as paid DLC. And then over the years, they've just been adding more and more features. And you know, they've just been grinding year after year after year. Now, we're talking about the 2009 edition, but the year before this, Josh, was a pretty controversial year in the life cycle of this franchise. So the 2008 edition added a $15 fee to the base game.
Wow.
So they were charging you more money. And unlike other deluxe editions of stuff that were coming out around the time, that maybe they had statues of the main character or stickers or a steelbook, this was just $15 extra for the base game. I don't know if you remember that. I remember reading it a lot on IGN at the time.
Did we even get like a slipcover with the game or anything?
No, just the base game.
Oh my God.
Here, $15 extra. Fan cry was pretty loud, though.
Fan
outcry, very loud, and they quickly rescinded it. They just went back to the regular edition. I still think that probably haunts their PR department, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of all the new features that were introduced? Because this one was pretty cool, I think.
So in 2009?
Yeah.
So, no. I think, when did the health benefits kick in? Was that a part of the 2009, or was that a little bit later?
A little bit later.
Okay.
Because that's
the 1095s, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the 1095s, they're actually, they're like amiibos, you know, like you get them separately and then they work with the game.
Yeah.
But they don't come with it, you know.
Okay.
It's just how they wring more money out of you. But there are some core things within this. The features that were introduced in the 2009 edition, we had step-by-step guidance, check as you go.
Okay.
They go over everything, you know, against what the info you put into it. Double check for deductions and credits. Now, Josh, in your terms of your playstyle, you're big on deductions. Do you want to talk to me about that?
So I want to maximize my deductions as much as possible, right? So yeah. You maximize those deductions, which means that you have a higher chance of getting a bigger payout, right? Think about at a roulette table. You want to go ahead, you're going to put all of your money on black, and it comes up red, you're probably going to be upset, right? But you want to maximize that on black. So even if you lose, you're maximizing your loss. But if you win, you're maximizing your winnings.
50-50, baby. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
So I am a man of chance. I'm going to put all of my chips on the table. I'm going to put 50% on black, 50% on red. So either way, I'm walking home with some money.
Hey, don't be all humble, Josh. I've seen you play blackjack. You do pretty good. So I just got to get to the rest of these. So instant answers, this was actually pretty revolutionary. You know, we had to wait a couple years to be able to have like Let's Players on YouTube give us walkthroughs. This one, instant walkthrough. If you get stuck in the middle of the game, you can get help right away. And then at the end, audit support, they make sure that your leaderboard stats clear and that, you know, they stay legit. And then instantly transfer investment and wage information. So if you had a previous version of this game, they carry all your save data.
Oh, my God. Like, so they like Mass Effect your save data from what? Oh, my God. That is revolutionary.
Every choice you made in TurboTax 08 carries over to 09.
So going back to your the talking thing though, right? Was it like live video chat or was it like text based?
There were like these NPCs who, you know, like they put a lot of work into making them seem realistic, but you could tell it was like, it's kind of like the Skyrim, you know, like, hello, like I see you have a question with your interest rates.
You know, now when they came up, you also had like the different dialogue options that you can choose.
Yep. Yep, just scroll through. Quick.
Yeah,
now, don't get me wrong. In 2009, super immersive, but you know
that was around the time of like what Fallout New Vegas. So like we were kind of on that borderline point. Okay, all right, I'll give it to them.
What do you remember of playing the 2009 edition? What sticks out?
So I remember not making that much money that year. That was one big thing. 2009 seemed like a good year. For me personally, just kind of being sheltered, being away from everybody, being able to just hang out and not do anything. But yeah, I mean, I feel like that year I didn't have a huge amount of income coming through. That's the only thing
You remember why, right? I mean, it's kind of the elephant in the room.
Was that the year that Dark Knight Rises came out?
No, that was until 2012.
Oh.
But we were all negatively impacted by that. No, Josh, I mean the recession.
Oh. I mean,
the housing market crash.
Quarantine part one.
Kind of right into 2009. And yeah, I'm not surprised you were financially affected. It hurt a lot of Americans, and I think it hurt sales of this game, or at least, you know, at least people's opinions of it. It's why this one, you know, some people you talk to it about it and they don't even want to bring it up.
No, I understand. Yeah, I forgot about that. All the airplane companies that couldn't afford TurboTax that year, then they were saying like, hey, I'm sorry, we're going to have to charge you $12 for this bag of chips. But we have no money to give towards TurboTax this year. Like, please help us out. And the government was like, listen, man, just take all the TurboTaxes that you need. We got you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were giving out free copies to everybody. Really annoys me. It annoys me, you know, like every year I pay out of pocket to get this title. And like churches don't pay anything to experience TurboTax. It's
Amish?
Ridiculous.
The Amish don't?
No, it's not fair. This is such an iconic series. Like, everyone's played this. I'd argue this is more popular than Mario, but they make it harder and harder to get and get through every year, you know?
Yeah, it is nice though that they have adapted with the times though, you know, and you can't really say that a lot of franchises have done that. Some franchises have tried to go ahead and change with the way that gamers are playing games nowadays and just fall right on their face. Look at what happened with Microsoft Office right now. You can't even buy a one-time fee of it anymore. You have to go and you have to get Office 365.
I blame that on the Epic Game Store, because as soon as the developers of Office realized that they could charge a season passes for content, that was just it, you know? And Epic set that standard with the Fortnite Battle Pass. They did it to Rocket League. They bought Fall Guys. Fall Guys is going to start getting this. I think Epic, I know a lot of people like that they give out free games. I think they set bad standards, Josh.
Wow.
What is your favorite feature of 2009 overall? Like, what was the thing that got you through it?
What really got me was the instant sign. The fact that I can kind of just draw out my signature and then just it will automatically sign every line for me on all the pages that I needed to sign off on. I love
that's
that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It was a lot easier than having to always do like the Microsoft Paint with my mouse. You know what I mean? Like that, it's next to impossible to do a signature with that.
It's so not like natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you do it one time and then you can just send it through to the rest of the signatures that you need. That was great. The ability to hook up with Epson printers, that was phenomenal. That was groundbreaking. Epson, new boy on the market, being able to print out your documents, being able to mail them in to get reassurance.
Wow.
And sometimes you would even get an extra payday.
Yeah, I forgot we even lived in a world where that happened. And, you know, we're obviously a pro-console podcast. We frequently will, you know, hype up how much we love consoles over PC. But nothing. The Nintendo and Xbox versions of TurboTax had no printer connectivity. They were very bad ports. So the PC version here, all the way, it just won.
I'm surprised that the Game Boy Color version didn't have PC, especially with having the Game Boy Color printer, where you can actually go ahead and print out stuff. I'm surprised that they didn't have any features there with that copy of it. Once again, PC going ahead, claiming why they are the best at what they do.
You've always said that. You know, you are an adamant PC guy, and I'm the one who just hates PC games. So, yeah, that's just how it's always been on this show.
I mean, there's no better way to play TurboTax than with a mouse and keyboard, and I'm sticking to that word.
We had multiple years of, I mean, to this day, to this year, the franchise has come out, you know, the minimum year we would have been able to cover per our podcast's rules would have been TurboTax 2018. What's your opinion on 2018? That one was just kind of like...
2018 was pretty rough.
I felt like that was a transitional year for the franchise. Just came and went, nobody cared.
Yeah, let's consider that like the Madden update, you know what I mean? Where it's pretty much just the same game with just a different skin put on top of it. Okay, whoop-de-doo, yeah. You changed your logo a little bit. It didn't really do anything. It didn't bring anything new to the table. Nothing drastically changed. Like, that was the first year I had to do the file jointly season mode inside the game, where me and Becca went in it together. We've we figured out that, you know, since we're, you know, living together, we have, you know, a house and stuff like that, we might as well file jointly. We just got married. So, you know, what better way to prove that we are better than everybody else than beating this game side by side?
Co-op is very friendly in this game. I'll say that.
It was couch co-op, too.
That's the best kind of co-op. But, you know, there is the problem that, like, when you start a co-op mode in this game, your saves are locked together. Like, if you want to go back to single player, you got to go through a lot of crap, and it could affect your playthrough of, like, the next year or the next year. So you got to be careful. Like, you're kind of locked into this right now.
Oh yeah, we're definitely going. We might stream our version of it this year once everything's settled through. You know, probably around like April 16th, I think we're going to do our stream about it.
Josh, no, that's not correct. Because Intuit is taking this title down. They are delisting it from digital storefronts. They're taking it out of stores on April 15th. You can't stream it on April 16th because their marketing strategy is take it away. You have to get it before a set date or else you can't play it at all.
It's the same exact thing that Nintendo's doing here. I completely forgot about it. Yeah, so that means we got 14 days left to get our newest copy of TurboTax and play it and beat it before the government takes it away from us.
So, Josh, at the end of the day, would you recommend the 2009 edition, or do you think there's a better version of this game out there?
I mean, if you can still find a playable version of 2009, definitely pick it up. It's better than anything that's going on right now. I mean, you got a lot of time on your hands from being in quarantine. You might as well try to track it down on GOG or somewhere around there. It's because they have a lot of older games out there. I mean, it's pretty easy to find, I think. If you go to like a yard sale or a flea market, there should be an old guy selling it out of the trunk of his car or something. But, I mean, 2000...
Yeah, those pencil tucky flea markets, am I right? Where you took me to a couple of those.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, you can definitely find a lot of stuff from 2009. And TurboTax is definitely going to be shoved into some sort of random CD binder that someone probably has stuff underneath their car seat or something along those lines.
Dude, I found the 2013 edition in a Goodwill. Talk about shovelware, am I right?
See, look at that. I mean, nobody even talks about 2013 anymore.
It's awful. It's the Duke Nukem Forever of TurboTax.
Yeah, so what about you, Tom? Would you recommend TurboTax 2009?
Here's the thing. That was the peak of the franchise. It's the highest point. It's the SmackDown versus Raw 2007 of TurboTax. I just... like, I'm at this weird point because it's not a game I even like playing. But everyone talks about it. I don't want to be left out. So it's like, all right, I'll play TurboTax. So yes, play it. So, like, see, I don't want to, like, encourage people to, like, get isolated and bullied. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Like, you should always do what makes you, do something unique. Don't do something because other people are doing it. But, I mean, if you don't play TurboTax, I feel like you're gonna get bullied. There's this guy, his name's Erwin R. Scheister. I think he'll really bully you pretty hard if you don't play TurboTax. So just make sure, you know, to keep Erwin away from you, play TurboTax, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I remember, I don't know if you saw the news story a couple of years ago, but there was a guy who didn't actually play TurboTax for a couple of years.
Who would do that?
His name was Wesley Snipes. I don't know if you ever... It was a big news article that happened around the late 2000s.
I'll have to look that up right around the time this game came out. So I'll have to look that up along with... I'm sure there's other infamous players of TurboTax out there. But yeah, we can absolutely figure it out. But yeah, that's basically it. It's kind of a mixed bag of recommendations from the both of us. But what about you? What's your experience playing the TurboTax franchise? Definitely let us know. Drop in our comments. Drop on either the comments of this video or social media. And yeah, we would just love to hear about your experience with this franchise.
Yeah, if you guys have any game keys to send over, it's usually the last 9 of your social security number. So we send the game keys over. We can start working on the new one for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what makes a game better than a walkthrough? We can walk through it for you. You just got to give us your info so we know what you're working with. And boom, we can help you out with this admittedly kind of difficult franchise.
Yeah. But until next time, this has been Josh.
And Tom.
And we'll see you in the future. While we boot up the Triflex capacitor, please take some time to subscribe to the show and leave us a review wherever you listen. This show is nothing without you, and any support helps.
If you want to connect with us and discuss the past, present, and future of gaming, please follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
We also have a Twitch channel where we play games for the show and for fun, so come chat with us anytime.
Thanks again for listening.
And we'll see you in the future.
Intuit announced that this is only going to be available on online stores and physical until April 15th, and then they're taking it down. It's not going to be available anymore.
I have such a good way to go after. I have such a good way to go after this.
All right, sorry. That was it. Okay. That was where I can't believe I held it together for that long.
I've been cracking like just like little smirks here and there, but okay.
Give me a second. Well, hold up, Josh. I gotta correct you there. I think you forgot what they announced in the marketing for this year's title. This is not going to be available I can't even say this with a straight face.
No.
It's so stupid that Nintendo's doing it.
I'm not sure I'm going to go with it.
All right, I know. I'm sorry.
I mean, I don't know if you saw the news stories a couple of years ago, but there was a guy named Wesley Snipes who actually did play TurboTax for a couple of years. Oh God, it's so good. I can get this. I just gotta power through it. Yeah, there was a news article a couple years ago about a guy named Wesley Snipes who actually didn't play TurboTax for a couple years.
Still was at it.
Oh, I keep getting caught up.